Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
There's new research this week that shows the world's ocean temperatures are rising faster than previously thought. The study published in the journal Science shows oceans warming up 40% faster than the estimate made by the UN 5 years ago. The study also notes that ocean temperatures have repeatedly set records for warmth in recent years, with 2018 expected to be the hottest yet. Joining us now is John Abraham, one of the co-authors of this new study. He's professor of thermal sciences at the University of St. Thomas in St. Paul, Minnesota. Professor, welcome.
Great to be with you.
So tell us more about what you found here.
Well, the key of climate change is in the oceans. And what we like to say is global warming is ocean warming, because 93% of the global warming heat ends up in the oceans. So if you want to know what's going to happen to the world, you have to be measuring the oceans. And we collected not only our measurements, but measurements from other research groups, and everyone's telling the same story. The oceans are warming faster than we had previously thought, and this is bad news for the climate.
And why is it happening? Why is it happening so much faster than we thought before?
The reason why it's happening is because humans emit heat-trapping gases into the atmosphere, and that causes the Earth to warm. We've known that. We've known that for decades, but this is definitive proof about how fast the Earth is warming. And the key is, by knowing how fast it's warming now, it tells us what's going to happen in the future. What's new in our study is the way we took temperature measurements in the oceans to stitch together a picture of the entire ocean. I mean, you think about the oceans. They're huge. They cover about 70% of our planet. You can't just stick a thermometer out in the Pacific and figure out what's happening everywhere. You have to have sensors everywhere. And the way we stitched together all of these sensors to make a single number was really the novelty of this work.
So it's just better sensors, better data, essentially. We just weren't doing it the right way before, but in fact, the oceans may have been warming just this fast a few years ago.
Well, that's right. And what's interesting is in one of the tools that climate scientists use are models, which are computer calculations. And just a few years ago, in the last IPCC report, the measurements said the oceans were warming slower than the models. But now our new improved measurements are saying, hold on a second. The models were actually right. The higher warming was correct. And so what we've found out is the computer models had it right all along. And when you put more sensors spread out in the ocean, you get a better picture of what's happening. And it's worse than what we thought.
So when you look at the implications of this, you're talking about stronger storms. You're talking about effects on coastal areas. You're talking about effects on the coral reefs, which have already seen some serious problems in the last several years. What can be done to slow this down?
The thing that we need to do is use our energy more wisely and to make better use of renewable energy. So that means ramp up wind and solar power production and decrease fossil fuel production, so coal and petroleum-based energy. Now, the nice thing is we can do that without it costing us money. Today, wind and solar are equal to the cost of coal-based electricity. I live here in Minnesota, and I get all of my electricity because of solar panels on my roof. If I can do it in Minnesota, people in Texas and Florida and other southern states can do it as well, where they get more sunlight. So it just makes economic sense as well as environmental sense. Let's get our energy from sources that don't contribute to pollution. Let's save money and save the environment at the same time. It just makes sense.
The question is, I guess, whether it makes political sense for some people, because it's been a very tough lift for a lot of people in Washington. John Abraham, we'll link you to some of his research at hereandnow.org. Thank you so much.
It was a pleasure.
And again, John Abraham is a professor of thermal sciences at the University of St. Thomas in St. Paul, Minnesota. He's co-author of the new study on ocean temperatures rising faster than anyone thought.